With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. The Census of Agriculture is coming up next year, and now is a good time to prepare for a response. The Census of Agriculture, conducted every 5 years by the USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service, or NASS, is a complete count of all farms and ranches in the United States, including small, specialty, and urban farms. The Census of Agriculture has been administered by the NASS since 1997. Before 1997, the U.S. Census Bureau was also responsible for counting farms and producers. The primary Census of Agriculture is administered in years ending in 2 and 7, while certain specialty censuses, such as the Census of Horticultural Specialties, are administered irregularly. Your operation size cannot be too big or too small. Anyone who has produced and sold any type of food is encouraged to respond to the census. The data that you provide in the Census of Agriculture is required by law to remain confidential. This means that while identifying information will be linked to your response for the purposes of keeping track of who has responded and who hasn't, that identifying information will never be made public. The data is aggregated with other producers and reported together as a group. To sign up to respond to the census, or if you have more questions about how the census works, contact Doug Bounds at 785-260-1508. Many different groups use data from published censuses of agriculture to make informed business and production decisions. NASS releases crop production forecasts, which impact markets and producers of various commodity crops. Information from the census is used to develop crop insurance programs through the RMA, or Risk Management Agency, arm of the USDA. The Farm Service Agency uses census data to analyze financial opportunities when extending credit, and people interested in farming can use the data to determine potential markets or overlooked crops to expand into. For example, when looking at the data for southeastern Kansas, I can see that hazelnuts are a very niche specialty crop in Kansas, as only 5 counties had a total of 10 respondents that said that they grow hazelnuts commercially. Most relevant to Extension, agents like me use data to determine what outreach and educational materials would be most helpful to producers in our area. Because of this, it's important to have as accurate a count of local producers as possible, no matter what types of food they produce. For more information on today's topic, or to ask questions about the Census of Agriculture, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.